I'm going to watch. Those are the only words you say before placing a soft silk scarf over my eyes. You pull it firmly, tight, but not too tight, and secure it with a nodding back. Instinctively, I raise my hands, trying to get my bearing. But you take hold of my wrists and guide them to my sides. I bite my lip and inhale, heart starting to beat faster. It's all happening, just as we discussed. I am naked, blindfolded. I can feel everything, a slight breeze in the room, the touch of your fingertips on my shoulder. I tremble as you brush my hair back over my ear. You're looking at me. I can feel it. Even though I can't see you, your gaze feels hot on my body. You take my wrist, and I feel you wrap a soft leather cuff around it, buckling it shut. It feels good, safe, secure. I like the pressure on my wrist, knowing that in just a moment, it is going to render me helpless and exposed. As you bind my other wrist, it begins to feel real. It is happening. I wiggle my fingers, just to remind myself I am still free. The blindfold is doing its work now, and I am starting to hear everything. A bird singing, the heater kicking on in the house. Something, no, someone, is downstairs. I can make out footsteps. It's someone we both know, but you won't tell me who it is. As you guide me onto the table, it feels cold. The padded surface giving way to my body as I settle in a bit. You guide my hands over my head and I hear two familiar clicks. I pull on my wrists, feeling them securely attached. Now your fingers trace down my forearms. They feel tender, exposed, vulnerable. The inside of my upper arms. When you touch me there, it makes me tremble. You touch my armpits and my whole body shakes. Your fingers spread wide and now I feel your full, strong hands along my sides and then over my breasts. One hand continues to my belly. The other finds my throat. I lean my head back as much as I can. I want you to take me now. Grab me. Choke me. Make me yours. But you don't. You just hold your hand there and feel me squirm. When your fingers find my nipples, you touch them and tease them, pinching them until they stiffen for you, and when your hand pulls away, I feel that cool draft in the room wash over them. I raise my hips. I'm hungry now. You place something under the small of my back, elevating my hips before wrapping another set of heavy leather cuffs around my knees. I start to moan as you take your time, buckling them slowly. Making sure they're not just binding me, but caressing me. They remind me of your hands, and that feeling seeps into my mind. You holding me, touching me, and as you pull the rope connecting them to the table, spreading me, I shift a bit back and forth, feeling just a bit of slack. I can move my legs, but not close them. I feel the tension grow, gradually. Almost impossible to feel. But now, bound and blindfolded, I feel everything. The slack that was there disappears, and now my legs are spread and immobilized. I feel them tremble, ever so slightly. You place your hands on my inner thighs and press, not touching my pussy, but opening it. I feel my lips parting, I can feel my wetness. I can feel the air. I can feel the heat of your hands. I can feel everything. I am completely exposed, open, helpless. I am ready. I am more than ready. I want this. I am desperate. I am needy. I am yours. I whisper, please, almost breathlessly. I feel you press your finger to my lips, hushing me. Everything has grown still, silent. The only thing I can hear now is you, your breathing, your movements. I have no idea what you're doing, just that you're doing something. There is a tug at my wrists, and now the slack there disappears as well. I am not just bound. I am stretched. Your hand caresses my cheek. I know your touch and I know what it means. Without a word, you can tell me you love me. And I moan softly as you touch me. It is gentle and reassuring. Your fingers run over my ear, where you have brushed my hair back. And you kiss me there, knowing what it does to me. Your teeth dig in, gently, to my earlobe and I stiffen in my bonds. My body flushes with desire, arousal, need. I feel you breathe into my ear. You don't say a word, but I know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. I am bound and blindfolded, but I can feel everything. One moment seems to last forever. And then there is a knock on the door. Your touch disappears. Your footsteps tell me you are walking away. The door opens and now we are not alone. Nothing is said. No words are exchanged, just footsteps. One getting closer. Slowly. But they aren't yours. They belong to someone else. I can feel it. I inhale deeply. I can smell the scent of someone. A man. He isn't you. I can hear you move the chair closer, sliding over the hardwood floor. I can hear you sitting down. I can feel you watching. And I can feel the eyes of someone else on me now as well. I can hear it. I can smell it. I can feel it. Blindfolded and bound, I feel everything. There are no words. Not from him. Not from me. Not from you. His hands caress my breasts. He isn't gentle like you are. His hands are coarse and rough. He's not touching me. He is grabbing hard. His nails aren't long, but they are long enough to dig into my flesh, and I feel them bite into me. I try to squirm and move, but I can't. I can only whimper and moan. Part of me wishes they were your hands, but part of me also needs them not to be. I need you to see me this way, used. I can hear him climbing onto the table. He is between my legs and I feel his hands pressing on the table beside my head. The weight of his body presses the padded surface lower and my head drops a bit. I try to pull my arms free, mostly to see if I can, and hoping I can't. He is over me now. I can feel the heat from his body. I can tell he is just inches from me. Somehow, I know he is naked too. I can feel it. I can feel him. As he lowers himself onto me, his cheek presses to mine, and his mouth rests behind my ear. His breathing grows more intense as I feel his hand reach between his legs and guide his cock between mine. He slowly presses the head of it along my pussy lips, making sure to let it linger on my clit. As he rests his body on mine, I feel trapped. It isn't just the bondage holding me now. I am underneath him, helpless and trapped. His cock slips inside me. I am so wet. I can hear him breathing, but I can hear you too. I can feel his cock inside me now, and I can feel you watching. Blindfolded and bound, I feel everything. He starts off gently, sliding his cock into me. It feels completely different than your cup. All my mind twists and turns as it starts to feel more and more real. Another man is fucking me, and I have no idea who it is. His cock is thicker than yours, but not as long. I feel him spreading me wider, stretching me. He's going faster now, fucking me hard. I can feel him fill me like you do, but different. He's more aggressive with me. We aren't making love. We aren't sharing ourselves with each other. He is fucking me, and I am helpless to stop him. I think of you, and I feel aroused, ashamed, and conflicted. I am yours. Yours. But my body can't help but react. I am getting wetter and wetter, and the harder he fucks me, the harder I try to push back, grinding into him. I start to feel like an animal. My moans turn to something different, not quite animal, but not quite human either. I am no longer in control of my body. And when his hand touches my throat, my body convulses. He's squeezing it hard, tight, not like you do, not gently. I am gasping for air. Each breath reminds me how helpless I am, and as I gasp for air, I start to come. I'm crying now, under my blindfold. As his grip releases, I feel my chest heaving still, trapped underneath him. He's still hard and inside me, but no longer thrusting. He is done fucking me. I can feel his cum inside me. I have a blurry memory of him coming too. But mostly, what I feel is the memory of you watching, seeing me fucked like an animal. Because as much as I came, and as much as he did, I was doing it all for you, because I'm yours. When he slipped his still hard cock out of me, I could feel his cum leaking from my pussy. When he stood back up, I felt the top of the table respond as well. I heard you stand, and once again, footsteps. The door opened, and both sets of footsteps receded, leaving me there, bound, blindfolded, and filled with another man's cum. I could hear conversation, but not make out the words. There was laughter too. Not at my expense, but among two men who had shared something special. I was sobbing again, and I didn't know why. I wanted him with me. I wanted him to hold me like he always does. I wanted his caresses and his gentle touch. The room now smelled like sex. When the door opened again, I could feel the breeze from it as it washed over my body and my cum-filled pussy. I felt it on my clit, and it sent shivers through my body. I could feel him close now. His breathing. His scent. Blindfolded and still bound, I feel everything. His gentle touch. Just a hand on my cheek. Made me close my eyes and slip into a place of deep surrender. I was his. And before he untied me and held me close for the rest of the night, before he wrapped me in my favorite blanket and made me hot chocolate, before he told me how much he loved me and treasured me, and how he treasures what we have, he leaned down and said to me the one word I was desperate to hear. Mine. Still blindfolded, still bound, I came again. Because, blindfolded and bound, I feel everything.